If you run a regional business, it's no surprise that new data out today reveals it's harder to recruit staff in the country than in capital cities. The National Skills Commission figures show almost two-thirds of regional businesses are struggling to hire workers. For example, in Katherine, the Northern Territory, McDonald's is only operating drive-through as it tries to hire up to 70 staff. Here's National Regional Affairs reporter Eliza Borello.
Everybody come sit down on the mat. Thanks, Zoe, on the mat.
The children at the Ewan Early Learning Centre in Kununurra in WA's north probably don't know it, but a spot on the mat here is pretty hard to come by. So dire are the centre's staff shortages, Ewan's general manager, Janelle Atwell, has had to cut each family's care by a day a week.
It's a stressful time emotionally and financially for families. It's impacting the businesses and the organisations who they work for, who obviously can't have their staff attending as many days as they're employed for.
In June, an Australian Bureau of Statistics survey found 18% of employers believed pay conditions were a reason they were finding it hard to find suitable staff. But Janelle Atwell says even offering salaries well above the award rate hasn't helped.
Our room leaders hold a diploma in education and care. That's a two-year TAFE course, so full-time, and we pay them $90,000 a year.
Across the WA Northern Territory border in Katherine, McDonald's is trying to hire up to 70 staff, with signs outside its restaurant saying it's only open for drive-through. The National Skills Commissioner, Adam Boyton, isn't surprised.
We have data on recruitment difficulty going back 5 years. It's only since COVID that recruitment difficulty has been higher in regional Australia than in the capital cities.
But across Australia, there are some occupations more in demand than others. The Commission's list of the 20 most commonly advertised jobs on the internet lists general clerks or administration assistants at number one, with more than 11,000 ads. But it's registered nurses coming in at number four, with 7,900 vacancies, that worries 58-year-old Hobart aged care nurse Irene McInerney.
I'm finding that those of us who remain and who have chosen not to leave the industry are a lot more stressed and strained. Our job descriptions had a lot of extra elements added to it. So to be frank, we are going home quite tired and exhausted.
There's been talk of a so-called COVID-induced great resignation, with millions of Americans quitting their jobs. But Bureau of Statistics labour market expert Bjorn Jarvis says he's not yet seeing data to support it happening here.
But that may change as the lockdowns and restrictions are lifted across the country and we start to see a lot of the labour market behaviour and a lot of businesses going back to where they were and operate in the way they were at the start of the pandemic.
Instead, he says employers are putting staff challenges down to a drop in the number of applicants and the inability of skilled migrants to fly into the country.
That's our National Regional Affairs reporter, Eliza Borello.